Hi, it's JC with the top five reasons you should watch all the big games at Hooters instead of at home. Number one, our nearly world-famous wings, shaken in your favorite wing sauce. You just can't duplicate that. Two, pitchers of beer served ice-cold at your table so you don't miss any of the action. Three and four, Hooters delicious seafood and sandwiches. And number five, all the food and fun served up by the world-famous Hooters girls, of course. See you at Hooters.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Fantasy Championship Week, so bonus podcast this week on our final week of the season. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. They host our annual draft event at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry, a little north of Raymond James Stadium and Steinbrenner Field. On an annual basis, I hope they will have us back for what is shaping up to be a two-night event in 2020 for our podcast leagues. They also hosted our regular season fantasy finale party just a couple of weeks ago. In addition to the location where we have our events, there are 10 other original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, including the first ever Hooters over on Gulf to Bay in Clearwater. Thanks to Hooters. Thanks to Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford, big supporter of JoeBucksFan.com, and played in one of the fantasy podcast leagues this year. And just because I'm doing bonus fantasy podcast this week, in lieu of doing normal Todd Wright Toddcasts, and please listen to the Todd Wright Toddcast year-round. That is my non-fantasy podcast on anything that I want to talk about, not just football, and there is no fantasy in that podcast. Google the Todd Wright Toddcast. We've done roughly 70 episodes this year. I'll try to get it up to 75 once the fantasy football season ends for me. And it should for you also from a season-long standpoint this weekend with Week 16 and that Monday night game that might mean everything. We'll talk about the Vikings here in a minute and the running back situation, Vikings and Packers. But I want to throw some love to Pin Chasers. They have been a loyal supporter of Todd Wright Tour golf events as well as the Todd Wright Toddcast. Today, I took my new friends from the Identity Tampa Bay over to Pin Chasers for some afternoon holiday fun, just bowling, beverages, and pizza. And you can check out some of the picks from that, from the Pin Chasers on Armenia, 4847 North Armenia. It's one of three Pin Chasers in the Tampa Bay area. They're also at 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills and 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue, just north of the Tampa International Airport. Literally right across the street from the tip of the landing strip at TIA. Thank you, Anthony Peroni, for allowing me to host my new friends from the Identity Tampa Bay for some holiday fun today. The pizza was good. The bowling was fun. We all stink, but we still enjoyed it. Three lanes going this afternoon. They treated us terrific. It is a wonderful spot for a last-minute holiday idea, a birthday party, league play, date night. Remember, Drew Garabo often does bone bowling night at the North Armenia location on Wednesdays. They'll also do Miller Lite drafts those nights for just the dollar. For all the information on Pin Chasers, what they can do for your group, your birthday party, etc., and their specials, follow them on Facebook or go to pinchasers.net. Thanks to Pin Chasers for hosting us today. And again, you can see photos of that on my Facebook page. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, or follow me on Instagram at ToddWright2020. I have flipped the calendar before someone else could grab that designation. There are other Todd Wrights in the world. I like rolling over and having the year at the end of my Instagram account. So where I used to tell you to follow me at ToddWright2019, you now simply follow me at ToddWright2020. My email, and remember, I will answer your fantasy football questions at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Get them all in by Saturday night, all right? Get them all in by Saturday night, please. I'll be sitting in the press box prior to kickoff of the triple header on Saturday A lot of key fantasy players are going on Saturday, forcing you to make more early decisions than normal, than just the one Thursday night game. And there is no Thursday night game tonight. As I tape this podcast, the podcast might not be posted until Friday morning, but I'm taping it at roughly 5:30 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday. Three games on Saturday. We covered all of that in an earlier Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast. And I will be checking my emails from the press box at Texans Buccaneers that morning and throughout those three games that day. I cannot return your emails on Sunday. I hosted a golf tournament for 112 people last week. I've got other fantasy leagues I've got to take care of and other plans this coming Sunday. So get all your questions in and tell me what you're thinking. Don't just ask A, B, C, I need to play one, something like that. I want to know your opinion. Lay it out for me. All at once, please. Let's not go back and forth. You send one email, I promise one email back, and that's it for the week and for the season. I want to help give you a second opinion. Love to have you win. Thank you for your loyalty to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin, both coming to an end this week. I do not talk season-long fantasy football in Week 17. If you are in a league where you play for a championship or otherwise in Week 17 and it's not just daily, I think that's stupid. So I'm not going to enable it by giving you fantasy podcasts in Week 17, and I won't answer your emails beyond the completion of the Monday night game. I won't. That shows you how strongly I feel that no one in a season-long fantasy league should be playing season-long fantasy football in Week 17 to determine their championship, third-place game, fifth-place game, last-place penalty. You should not. Find a new online place to play fantasy football, get a new commissioner, change leagues, start your own. You end this weekend. This is it. Thank you for that. All right, let's quickly run through some things. Adam Schefter, he doesn't always get it right. He doesn't. We're still waiting. Hey, Adam, I'm sorry, did I miss it? Who was the bigger name on the list from this spa in Jupiter other than Bob Kraft? I'm sorry. You never gave us that. It just shows how ESPN protects their talent unless whoever that name was, like Bob Kraft, paid ESPN to not report it. I'd still like to know the whole story there. I have a feeling Adam Schefter had a name, and then whoever was responsible for that name was given an opportunity to basically buy their way out of Adam reporting who the name was. That's what I think. That is my flat-out opinion. It's my podcast. I can say it. That said, Adam Schefter gets a lot of stuff right. Not 100% of the time, but a lot of the time, which is why I'm cynical about what really happened with Bob Kraft and the bigger name. That said, he says Dalvin Cook will not play Monday night. I told you in the previous Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast, the key guy here is Madison, inactive last week. It'd be a great spot for Madison to be able to go. It'd be great for him personally, great for the Vikings, great for his career. But he has an ankle problem. We've seen how ankle problems have affected big-time talents like Saquon Barkley and Alvin Kamara at various points this season. So if you don't already have Mike Boone, even if you don't need another running back in your lineup, it prevents your opponent from just falling into Mike Boone getting double-digit fantasy points Monday night on a Week 16 on the last game of the fantasy football season. You do not want to have last place saddled on you or lose the championship because you were slow on waivers. Whether you play him or not, that's up to you. But if he's still sitting there on waivers, he's worth a roster spot. You can put him on your bench so your opponent cannot play him against you. Madison is still the key. If I had to guess here Thursday at 5:30, I'm guessing Madison isn't going to go. And it will be Mike Boone getting the bulk of the carries for the Vikings. And don't get too creative. I guess it's Abdullah. Back it up, Boone. Don't get too creative there. Maybe in DFS, but even although that should be a hell of a bargain. Is he even listed? I haven't looked. All right, let's move on to Dak Prescott. He says he's good to go. Of course he's going to play in this game. That's Dak. He loves the game. He loves the Cowboys. He doesn't want to let his team down. He says it's annoying, this injury. He says he played through it at Mississippi State. But late in the game against the Rams, on run-pass option plays, he reportedly told one of his teammates who said, hey, I'm open on this play. You can, and he said, no, dude, I'm just handing off. Granted, the game was in hand at that point. I would be concerned about, if you are a Dak Prescott owner, what if this will limit him somewhat, just because he's not 100%. There might be some throws he can't make. There might be some crashing for extra yardage, first downs, or goal line calls of his own number he doesn't make as it relates to Dak Prescott, but he's going to play. Will Greer apparently had a very tough time grasping the Norv Turner offense in Carolina at the beginning of this season, which is why they went with Kyle Allen. Greer's going to get an opportunity to show what he has, if anything. But if you're a DJ Moore owner and you've loved the production that DJ Moore has given you, especially in dreaded PPR leagues, this could be impacted by Will Greer being the quarterback. Some of you would say, well, he can't be any worse than Allen. Well, maybe he can. And Greer threw a lot of deep balls at West Virginia. That's more Curtis Samuel than it is DJ Moore. If I was a DJ Moore owner, I would be concerned about the quarterback change. Word is Renfrow is going to play for the Raiders this week. If he does, Carr's going to target him. Roto World says that'll impact the volume of Waller. Remember, the Raiders are also without Josh Jacobs, which means Washington could be a double-digit play at the running back position for the Silver and Black, basically in their first game as the non-Oakland Raiders because they don't play there anymore. Juju Smith-Schuster was upgraded to full for practice. So what? At this point, if you're a Juju Smith-Schuster owner, why is he still on your roster? And I wouldn't be rushing to pick him up either. Pittsburgh's offense is not much. They win with defense, a lot of heart. Juju has been one of the bigger disappointments this year in fantasy football, and this is a bigger theme here. For those of you that hung on to your number one, number two, number three draft picks from way back in August or Labor Day, and they didn't produce for you, what makes you magically think they're suddenly going to produce for you and help you win a championship? It's kind of like how I feel about Adam Thielen this week. Ignore the temptation to put Juju in. Ignore it. Ignore him on waivers as well. It'd be a very desperate waiver move. You're better off picking up Perriman than picking up Juju if he's on waivers. Joe Mixon, huge volume running back the last month plus. Late add to the injury report. What is it? It's Fitzmagic and the Dolphins against the Bengals this week. There's a lot of fantasy points there potentially for Fitzmagic, for Parker, for Boyd, maybe even I don't want to say Andy Dalton. I don't want you to stream Andy Dalton in a championship game. DFS maybe. But keep an eye on that with Joe Mixon. Prior to this, Joe Mixon's been a play every week just because of the volume. Told you to play him even last week against the Patriots. The volume was there. The production was there. Keep checking the status. I don't think the Bengals will push him. So if for whatever reason, he's not going to go, they'll make him inactive. But if you're a Joe Mixon owner, start paying attention to this. Meanwhile, Derrick Henry will go. Didn't practice on Thursday, but it's viewed as maintenance. He has been fighting a bit of a soft tissue injury. Snaps have been down slightly, I guess more in week 14 than week 15. But for Derrick Henry, yeah, he's the third most productive running back in fantasy football this year. Tennessee is still alive, if not just for the division title after the loss to the Texans, for the wild card instead of the Steelers. So Henry will be playing. We'll get you some more notes in 24 hours or so. Again, I recorded this podcast at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday, trying to give you bonus podcasts to get you ready for your championship game or avoiding the last place penalty. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, my email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Talk to you soon.